When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Available to you any day of the week, any time of the day, anywhere that you are in the entire world. Very appreciative to everyone's support for Dan Tortora Broadcast Media and helping it to be possible to continue to do what I love and to know that you're out there listening in, hearing these stories, and appreciating them. I really cannot thank you enough, and I thank God above everything else. I'm very happy to bring onto the show today Cincinnati Bearcats quarterback Munchie Legault.
Well, it was mentioned before by Mike Oresko, you played two games, you had to watch the rest of them. What did you learn from being on the sidelines? What could you take away from that? They say sometimes you learn so much on the mental side of it when you're on there.
You learn a lot of mental things sitting on that sideline. You learn, you know, you see the game from a different side of view. You know, you see little things that goes on that you doesn't see while you're physically on the field. And also, it shows you that your moment can be taken away at any time. You know, like they always tell you, the backup quarterback, that you're one play away. You're one play away. It happens to be I was that player who was one play. Now I got hurt, and just sitting on the sideline, it hurt me a lot. The main thing was not being out there with the guys and helping them physically. As a leader, you want to be out there and you want to show those guys that, you know, I'm willing to lead the team in any way I can. And not to be able to physically do that, it hurt it a lot. You know, I couldn't go out there and run with those guys. I couldn't go out there and make a play that they wanted me to play, a play that they needed to be made. You know, and that hurt a lot, but I've learned a lot. You know, I've grown mentally a lot as a quarterback from the game. A lot of film study, just a lot of reading books, a lot of just the whole aspect of sitting on the sideline, going through my injury, going through rehab, and I've learned a lot.
How long did it take for you to get out of that, like, being on the sidelines craze, just wanting to go out there? How long did it take for you to kind of let that anxiety go?
The whole season. I didn't let that go until after the belt bowl. Now, it's over. I felt like I didn't play the whole season, but I didn't in my mind. So, yeah, once the season was over, I was like, okay, now I can relax and really focus on getting ready for my return if I do come back and play again. You know, at that moment, we didn't know. But I would say after the last game, I was like, oh, okay. I felt like I went out there and played 12 games for those guys. So,
Brendan Kay, he filled in for you. What can you say about what you learned from him and watching him?
Things I learned from Brendan Kay was the way he approached the game. You know, being that he was my backup and then he became the starter, he didn't change. The way he approached the game as a backup was the same way as he approached the game as a starter. You know, he was always sharp with his reads and knowing the offense, down back, you know, front and back, whatever he had to do, he knew that. And when his time came, he was ready. You know, he was ready to step in and take control of the offense of the team. You know, he did the same thing last year. You know, when I got benched, he filled in. You know, and much respect to Brendan Kay. He's a great guy. He's a great leader. He's a, you know, great quarterback. You know, he's a good friend of mine. We're good friends. You know, the competition brought the best out of both of us. Whatever help we need, you know, he was there, and I was there to help him also. You know, during my injury, he was always calling me, asking me how I feel. And also, on the games, on the sideline, he asked me, what do I see? You know, Munch, what you see? Oh, I see this, I see that, I see this and that. You're like, oh, okay, what you think about this? Oh, I see, that's good. If you do this, you do that. Did you think I made a good read? Yeah, you know, we always did a great job of communicating.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreissigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands. Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. Dreissiglady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, lady.com. With the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing, Dreissiglady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com.
When you say that you've grown from having to watch, you know, your team play for the majority of the season, how would you define yourself right now as a quarterback, summing up everything you took from Brendan, everything you took from the sideline? What would you say really has gone into your game that we might see this season?
This year, I would say I would be a complete quarterback. A lot of guys are looking at me as an athlete. You know, he's a tremendous athlete. Yeah, I would like that. I'm an athlete. I can run. I like that, you know, those attributes, but I want to be known as a quarterback, a guy who can, you know, make those tough throws, who can make those third and eight, you know, when you need to get that first down, who can make those throws instead of just running out of the pocket, running out of the pocket. You know, teams are going to put eight guys in the box and make you throw the football. You know, I want to go out there and show that I can really play the quarterback position, you know, from the pocket and also run. You know, I want to show guys that, hey, he came back from a knee injury. He can run also, but he was willing to sit back there and throw in the pocket.
And lastly, for Cincinnati, how do you define this team? You were picked in the preseason to win it. Talked to one of your teammates, said, hey, that doesn't matter. You got to do what you got to do on the field. How do you define this team right now, knowing that there's so much of high expectations when it comes to this team?
I define this team as, you know, just fighters. We're fighters, you know. And also, we're a team. Like you said, we are a team. You know, young guys, we're coming along together. If it's slacking on one side of the ball, the defense will tell us. If it's slacking on the offensive side of the ball, offense will tell them, vice versa. You know, we're just a complete team. You know, we have tremendous guys on the team who are willing to come in and put in that work, put in the effort. Guys who know their role and willing to brace their roles. And, you know, if your job is to make a tackle, make that tackle. Your job is special team. You're a special team guy. Guys stepping up on special teams. And we have a great receiver corps, great running backs, great defense, great complete team. You know, you want to know what to expect from us, but I would say we are a team. We're a team at the end of the day. We're one team.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, C-A-L-L-D-T. That's C-A-L-L-D-T. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.